hardcore Asian house lady.
You are compelled to listen.
Oh no, don't start with it. You think it's the devil's tongue and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's real.
You are compelled.
If you will listen. Yes, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
me. Then you know what I'm talking
about. Every chance you get, every minute. You will keep your radio, you will turn the volume up even higher.
It's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around our ears.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. Right here in RVN. Brought to you by SylvieTalk.com. That's right, SylvieTalk.com. Game Speech Social Network. Please visit our sponsors, TLBTalk.com or you know, the wood stove or Extendivite. You know, you gotta spend money every day. You might as well spend it with the right people, right place, supporting those who support you. That's what makes a tight-knit economy. Okay? So once again, support our sponsors, especially TLBTalk.com, where you have your free speech. You don't have free speech on Facebook. You don't have free speech on Twitter. But you have free speech on TLBTalk.com. And we are ever expanding with our capabilities. I do believe we have a 10-person conference call chat capabilities. That way, for people who don't like to do Zoom, and I can tell you, I hated using Zoom to do my video conference calls and to do even my TV shows. Hated it. There's no consistency within the video. Video frames would switch places. So that meant hell for video editing. We don't have the recording capability part of it yet, but if you want to do your video conference calls and have a screen recorder handy, well, then there you go. I always do screen recordings to back up anything else that I record. It's just best practice. Because a lot of times it's cloud server stuff, you know, where they store your videos when you're done, and then it comes back error, or it's broken, or you can't get the full download. Yeah. It's a lot of sabotage. Most censorship comes underneath the form of sabotage, or errors. Majority of them. Nobody questions it. It doesn't look illegal, but that's just what it is behind the scenes. I know Zoom, their big old threat, their big deal was that I don't know, I think some drug dealers or, I don't know, somebody was using Zoom for some criminal activity. And now, the police and the feds have made a deal with Zoom to give away all any video information to the government. Unless you pay Zoom money to encrypt your communications, and then they won't snitch on you. Hell of a service, right? Nah, I think it's just probably best to go to TailbyTalk.com and do your conference calls. Okay. I know we're going to be moving all of our conference calls there. Once we can get a way to hook it up through some sort of a stream for the radio station, that's what I would like next. And so we can ditch things like Zoom and Skype all together. That would be excellent. Anyhow, we're going to go ahead and get on into the show here. And I really hope that my regular listeners are here, especially you in Florida, you people in Florida, especially over 9,000, because I kind of want to, you know, you guys have been asking questions, and I want to tailor the show to be answering those questions, okay? And getting to those topics. Yes, we are continuing. This will be episode 2 of the, I want to say, Black History Month news. There are some atrocities I can't ignore. And, you know, there are people saying, oh, the racism is not real, or is this just, is it racism, or is it this? There are subconscious things up there, subconscious constructs that you don't even know that's there, and you don't know how racist it actually is. You, as a person, have no clue. Because you were raised a certain way, and you have a certain belief about this and about that. Which is, you know, you don't think it's racist until somebody has to actually point it out to you. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to point it out. I want to start with a story here, and of course, I'm going to have virtual Dr. Rashad Ritchie from Indisputable be my sidekick here for all of these episodes, because he's a man that's doing what, you know, I wish I could be doing if my scope wasn't so large. I mean, this whole target visual thing, the police corruption, government corruption, intelligence agency corruption, it's all so large, and I have to cover as much of all that as I can. And if it weren't for me being a target individual and I got into this, I would probably just be doing, you know, just social justice, getting fighting for civil rights, basically, just for those who are downtrodden. Okay, I mean, as a former Black Panther general, I have to step away. The purview is too small. You know, there's a lot more people who are oppressed than Black people. But yet, our plight cannot be ignored. So I want to get to the subtle, but overt, and overt, but subtle racism. So our first clip is going to be about a Black man who got run over by a cop. Start at 1:08, Mike, if you would, please.
The man called the police for help. Put his picture up. Let me give you the highlights of this traumatic story. The family of 42-year-old Eric Cole, a Black man who died after being run over by a police cruiser, has now filed a civil lawsuit This is in Springfield, Ohio. Officer Amanda Rosales runs over Mr. Eric Cole that night. Officer responsible from Ohio and two dispatchers are in this suit for improperly relaying messages about him to the officer. Now, let me tell you why that part is important. We have literally covered cases where young children have been killed by the police. Police were trigger happy and they should be held accountable for those murders. But when we heard the 911 call, we could clearly hear that the 911 caller did not properly relay the information over dispatch. I have long held from day one that when that happens, that is a contributory negligence that led to the death of a human being. That person has to be charged. You don't need to have intent to be charged with some level of homicide. You can have what's called gross negligence. You're so depraved about what you've done, you're so thoughtless about it, that you have went over the barrier to criminal, even if you did not intend for anybody to die. 911 operators are typically not caught up in the saga once it is revealed they misappropriated information. This time, the lawsuit includes it. Cole called 911 after he was shot lying in the street following a domestic dispute in June 2021. That's your incident. Instead of helping the man, the officer, let's put her up, she ran him over with her city-issued SUV. The officer was allowed to return to work after being placed on paid administrative leave for over a year. She got a one-year vacation paid every single week by the taxpayers. After an internal investigation by the department, Chief Lee Graff and Ohio AG Dave Yost determined, and I quote, his death was tragic, but not criminal, chalking it up as an unfortunate accident. And the officer was not charged. Once again, they're playing games. They charge people every day with what's called non-intent crimes, meaning you don't have mens rea. You did not try to commit a murder, but your gross negligence did. That is still criminally chargeable. There are statutes to do so. Limited, but they are there. Attorneys Ben Crump, dear friend of mine, Michael Wright, and Rex Elliott filed the lawsuit on behalf of Joyce Wilson and Telic Dennis. Wilson is Cole's grandmother and Dennis is his son. They filed this against the officer and Clark County dispatchers, Aaron Reynolds and Mary Herge. The December 14th lawsuit is not only seeking compensation for the loss of life and the amount exceeding $25,000, but for law enforcement to be fully transparent with the family and the public. The lawsuit comes months after a grand jury failed to indict those involved in the case. The attorneys also want the DOJ to step in and review the case to uncover any patterns or practices of implicit bias or excessive force. Because the emergency medics did not know he was hit by the police vehicle, he was never treated on site. Instead, he was transported from the scene by Springfield Fire to Springfield Regional Medical Hospital and then airlifted to Miami Valley Hospital, where he was pronounced dead the following day. The SPD stated in a press release around the time of the incident, Dayton 247 now reported the Montgomery County Coroner's Office said Cole did not die from the gunshot. He was only shot in the arm. He didn't die from that. He died from blunt force trauma to the torso and extremities. He died because the woman ran him over. That's the reason he's dead. If he decided to simply not call 911, the brother would be alive right now. And this is the perplexity that these things create, especially for my community. There are times we need to call 911, and damn it, we pay for it, and we should. If it comes to it, we should be able to trust that the emergency services that we pay tax dollars for will respond to us appropriately. However, the lawsuit alleges that had the medics known the cop hit Cole, they would have done more to save his life based on their information. And that is accurate. I mean, they've basically said that themselves. They were unaware that he was hit because they didn't relay that information. According to the lawsuit, both dispatchers failed to properly relay the 42-year-old's location to responding officers or to other dispatchers on their radio. That's a violation of protocol. They are supposed to do that. Court documents show both Reynolds and Hurd spoke to Cole after he was shot in the shoulder. He left the place where he was shot and called 911 for assistance. Cole said multiple times to dispatcher, Hurd, "I'm in the middle of the street." It's multiple times on this recording. Later, according to court records quoted in the lawsuit, Hurd asked Reynolds, "Did you let them know he was in the middle of the street?" Reynolds replied, "I didn't see it." The lawsuit states Eric was wearing a white shirt. Let's put it up. Lying with his feet toward the curb and his head towards the middle of the street. He was visible in the cruiser's headlights for at least 5 seconds, if not more, before the cop hit him. Let me ask you this question. If you're driving or I'm driving so recklessly that we don't see a human being in front of us in the street, and clearly we should be able to see this if we're simply paying attention. Do you think they let you go home? Do you think they let me go home? No, not at all. The police report mentions most of the incident details, including the officer being involved in an accident, it says. Involved in an accident with Cole, but did not explicitly say the officer hit the man. Well, she was just involved in an accident. Cole's family was not told about him being run over by the police officer until a day and a half after the incident and after his death, attorney said. Officials said the officer was confused about the location of the shooting and was reading house numbers when she struck the man. Once again, that's an admission of fact, admission of guilt. You were not paying attention. Your negligence led to the death of another person. Will she be prosecuted for this? No, she will not, obviously, based on the last proclamation from the city. All five medics connected to Cole's case learned from news reports that the man they were treating was not dying from a gunshot wound, but because he was hit by a police cruiser. They learned it from the damn news. If these officers would have just cared about this man's life rather than trying to cover up their own dysfunction, he may have survived. They added to the initial EMS report, stating in detail that one of them was advised the victim was hit by the cruiser, the complaint says. All right, added notes. All right, Jessica, thoughts here.
This headline is just terrible. I mean, a man who was shot calls the cops, gets hit by a police officer instead. This is why The Onion just isn't funny anymore, because that's a real headline. That's something that actually happened. And there was plenty of time to break. There was room to swerve. And the fact that she didn't feel the need to tell EMS what had happened, this man's life could have been saved if EMS knew what they were treating, that he was hit by a car and it wasn't a gunshot wound. His entire life would have been saved. But instead, she cared more about her career and saving her job as a police officer, when we can all see the footage from the dash cam that she had plenty of time to stop, plenty of room to swerve. It's just absolutely absurd that this happens in the United States, where we have so much resources to devote to good health care, and instead we have people dying in the streets, so much money going to the police, and instead they're reading house numbers while driving and not paying attention to the road.
Yep, there you go. We will continue to follow the story, bring you the updates as they come. Lawsuit has been filed. There will be movement in 2023, obviously.
Okay, so let's break this down. Let's get through the details so I can get to the psychology of this. This woman was negligent, okay? I saw the footage, okay? I'm sorry you guys aren't able to see the footage, but it shows right up to the point where the vehicle almost gets to the man. They edit some out, but you can see, you can tell. Okay. White t-shirt, brightest thing on the screen as far as the camera's concerned. Brightest thing. Now, these cops have GPS. They have proximity GPS, just like, you know, anything that you can buy out of Best Buy, okay? Or even on your phone. Okay? When you're driving at speeds to get to where you're going, you're going to know where you're going. Now, I understand whether you think you are getting within, I don't know, 35 houses away, and you're looking at street numbers, that's fine. But these people had a ways to go. At least as far as where they thought they were going. I don't know where they thought they were going. But they drove a great distance past the body that they ran over. There's no excuse for that. They have GPS. And yeah, I'm going to get very chauvinistic here, but a woman, driver, okay? A woman in an emergency situation behind the wheels. I'm not going to get into the whole women are bad drivers and general and all that. I know some good woman drivers. My mother was an excellent driver. My mother was, she had race cars in her veins. She wanted to be a race car driver when she was growing up. My mom could handle a car like you wouldn't believe. But anyhow, for the majority of women, listen, we're just made differently. Men are warriors, soldiers. We have an advantage in a situation that requires precise movement, precise reaction. Okay, we have an advantage. We have something called testosterone. Okay? Nature's natural, I don't know, coke, methamphetamine. I don't know about you, if you ever been in a fight and you can just watch someone throwing punches at you in slow motion, that's what we have as men. Now, we're equipped for that, mentally, physically. That's why we are behind heavy machinery all the time. All the time. Now, there are advantages for when a woman, in certain situations, okay? The man and woman in the same room, a baby starts wailing, crying. Women, you have your own hormones that kick into play. And you're much better than us when we would be stressed out not knowing what to do. I'm just speaking biological fact. As a matter of fact, and there's so many reasons why this is being covered up. With a tribe covering it up. If you understood how many women who are in the police force, how many times they screw up and how much they screw up, if the public were aware, these women would be fired all the time for whatever negligence. They would be fired all the time. But that would be such a horrible thing and a country that's, you know, trying to have equal rights. And then there's, and everything's a lawsuit now. So the police departments are actually in between a rock and a hard place with these female officers. Okay? There's just, there's no effective female fighting force. It doesn't exist. There's no effective female policing force. It doesn't exist anywhere in the world. Okay? So this integration, I mean, I can talk about the roided out steroid junkie police officers that we have to deal with now, the males. Talking about that all day, but when you talk about negligence, when you talk about misconduct, by and large, you're talking about the female officers, the female law enforcement. So, that's not supposed to be shown to society, because equal rights, whatever. But if society knew that this kind of stuff goes on every day, there would be an uproar on both sides, feminist and everybody else. But then you have the other thing about the situation. Oh, white woman's tears. Oh, white woman's tears. She... Ooh, I didn't know. Ooh, I didn't mean to. Oh, that's okay. You know, here's a blanket. Let me get you a cup of coffee. Oh, it's okay. It's just going to be all right, sweetheart. I can't tell you how much... I mean, this is our taxpayer money, okay? It's our tax dollars. Every time a white woman calls the police to get a black man in handcuffs, there's no questions. It happens. When a black man calls the police on the white woman, it's, oh, well, you got to deal with this. The subconscious, and we have a collective subconscious as a society, as a species, of what's okay and what's not okay. What people can get away with and what people shouldn't get away with. The life of a black man taken by a white woman is seen as okay. And the collective subconscious is seen as okay. No big deal. This is what people don't want to deal with. They don't want to think about things. I mean, there has been this woke movement for those who do think about these things and understand that there are a lot of things that are inherently racist. And these people are speaking up. I applaud all the white people that were Black Lives Matter. Hey, that's great. You've come to a realization. All right, we're going to take a commercial break. I'm going to finish my spiel, and then might take a few phone calls. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Hey, little cars, what's running down? How them little piggies be trying to run?
Hey, yo, we head to a party to go see what's happening. Smoking a lot in the car, turn on some rapping. Start the freestyle, we be up on our way. Finish up the blunt.
Somebody pass that spray.
Get on the freeway, yo, it's after dark. I guess it always pulls up right behind us. Can some narcs. Letting all kinds of speed cars pass. Just so he can harass our black ass. Police pulling us over for no reason. Searching the car like it's like a hunting season. Year round. Asking about where's the pound. Where's the guns? Are y'all niggas on the run? You got warrants? Y'all niggas ready for some torment? That's how they be cracking. It seems like they be acting. Except it's real life, like they rushing up your residence, searching your crib. They can't find no evidence. Man, this stuff is making me mad, man. Hey, man, I ain't tripping. I'm about to do something. I'm tired of the pigs harassing every day, man. The other day, Mr. Buddha had this plan. Get grands off the man, so our whole crew could expand. They all wanted me to drive to get away. Car was like, fuck it, cause I ain't got no dough anyway. They straight planned it right in my garage. Thinking large, putting together the entourage. My nigga straight hit the bank, then broke the hell out. So much money, you couldn't even get that smell out. I got laced with 30 G's to keep it freeze. But some niggas riding so far bows on the breeze. All police talking about where's the dead presidents. Except fuck y'all, niggas ain't got no evidence. Evidence.
Yeah. Good show. Cops ain't got no evidence. Well, you know, speaking of evidence, they don't need it. Don't need it. The evidence is shown that, you know, it's one thing to say, oh, this was accidental. No criminal intent. It's one thing to say that, but then it's another thing to have the accident, quote-unquote accident, happen, and then not tell anybody. That's called a cover-up, which is criminally, that's criminal intent. That now muddies the whole thing into criminal intent. Because this cop refused to tell anybody that she ran this guy over. They have to find out from the body cams. It's called a cover-up. So she wouldn't have told the truth about it. If it weren't for the body cam, the camera on the car, she wouldn't have ever told the truth. It makes it criminal. That's what people are failing to realize here. You know, I want to talk about, you know, the evidence. I'm going to tell you a story about something I experienced when I was in high school. Westwood High School, right there in Austin, Texas. Westwood High School. There was a day. You know, I'm a freshman. There was a day. Just in the lunchroom. I don't know what argument, whatever, I don't know what started it. There's some stupid argument. And there was this giant. And I'm not exaggerating. Giant. I'm a football player. I'm a decent sized guy. When I say this girl was a giant, she was bigger than all the football players in school. She was bigger than the adults. This female, now this is a full lunchroom, dual lunchroom. This incident happened, and I made sure to stay within the scope of everybody around me. This female attacked me physically, swinging like a man. Full punches. I duck. I dodge. I ducked and I dodged. Through both lunchrooms and then outside where I had more space to move. Ducked and dodged. Finally, people came to get her, the faculty, not students, faculty. Somebody on the faculty had to slow her down. I'm sent to a principal's office. She gets let back into the lunchroom. I'm in the principal's office just chilling, you know, thinking myself, I'm not in any trouble. You know, I'm just here just because they want to protect me or something. I don't know. Next thing I know, the principal is sitting in front of me telling me that I hit her. I said, no, I didn't hit her. I never touched her. I blocked a couple of her punches. I never hit her. Well, we've pretty much interviewed and got the story from everybody in the lunchrooms. They said you were hitting her. And that was a day that I really learned. Like, oh, okay. So this is what the rest of my life is probably going to be like. And yeah, of course, I've sat in the back of a squad car many a times for a woman lying, saying I hit her. It took the testimony of several other people each time to get me out of that car and out of those handcuffs. Because my testimony didn't mean anything. My side of the story means nothing. I realized that as the black man. It meant nothing. Last time with that white female, she did the same thing. I told you guys about this. I had an MP3 player that also had a camera on it, hidden on it. I hung it around my neck for the entire duration of this conflict and the police being called and the police showing up to my door. The police were about to handcuff me. I told them, listen, I got video evidence. They watched the video all the way up to the point of them showing up and talking to me. They told this white woman, you ever call the police ever again, you're the one going to the back of the police car. Guess what? She never lied on me ever again. This is why I like this day and age of counter-surveillance. Hundreds of students lied. Hundreds of white boys and girls lied on me and said I hit this female. And I did not. 3-day suspension. That was 5 days on my permanent record. My parents were not happy. If that isn't a microcosm of what I was to experience and see in my lifetime, oh boy. And again, subtle. Nobody would have looked at the situations and said, oh, racism. Nobody would have looked at the situation and said that. But there you have it. All right, I'm going to take a couple phone calls here. I got so much material here I do want to cover, so I'm going to make these next couple calls quick. We've got over 9,000 in Florida. Line 3, go ahead.
It sounds like you got some really good parents, B. You want to keep it short. I'm not going to keep it going, but I recently seen a cartoon, and I think Disney put it out, and it shows these black kids going through history. I don't know if you've seen it, and they say black people built America, black people did this, black people did that, I don't know, it's kind of crazy, but where they're going with it is we want our freedom. Well, you have your freedom. Well, I take it that they want everything. What do you want? In the last 200 years, or since slavery, 175 years or whatever, the population has gotten way bigger. So to paint with a broad brush and just say all white people are guilty of something, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. As far as cops here in Florida, they'll pull your ass over. They don't care if you're black or white, and you don't get no treatment. Oh, you're white, we'll let you go. No. They pull you over, you're going to get a ticket. They don't play around with you here. I'm telling you, I almost got shot in my own yard. And I told you a while back, one guy called you and said a black guy got shot in a wheelchair. Well, a white guy got shot in a wheelchair right here in this town. And a black kid got shot, too, because he ran from the cops, and I think that's wrong. But we do have to have law enforcement. I mean, you got to have it. I mean, there's bad ones, there's good ones, and, you know, where we'll be without it. I don't like a lot of them. They're not like they used to be. Everything has been ramped up, like I was telling you before. I mean, back in the day, I heard black guys calling each other brother. Hey, brother, brother. Now it's the N-word, and it's cool. You know, even you said that's cool. I mean, that's, you're a lot younger than I am. I've just noticed in the last maybe 20, 30 years that it's just got more like hate whiny, you know? I mean, it just seems like the other day I was telling you, I almost got jumped by four guys. I know what their intention was, to get out and beat the hell out of me. But luckily, somebody was jogging that was a lot bigger than me.
Is it hate whiny, or is it, oh, we're waking up, we're realizing what you've done?
Woke to me means kill white people or just hate white people. Anyway, in this cartoon, each one of these cartoon characters has a profile, and there's a red-haired white girl with them. Like, she's the good white girl that's hanging around with them. And it says her profile, she's Jewish. That speaks volumes. I mean, there is Jewish supremacy. And if you look who found the NAACP, it was, you know, I don't want to just blame everything on the Jews either. I ain't painting a broad brush. If you look at the real supremacists who are white, and they are white, they don't even claim to be white, unless it's a certain situation. And I go back to the Frankfurt School. I go back to communism. I go back to Marxism. They created all this divide and conquer, man. And that's where it's at. And it's really in our face now, which it was suppressed for a while. But in the 20s and 30s, that's how they planned on taking over the world, which just everybody, yeah, you're all equal to the system. You know, a black man could probably walk around the Soviet Union and know, oh, you don't dare say racism. Well, because they know. They teach that indoctrination. They teach that. I don't know. B, you're a lot smart. You're very intelligent. You're a lot younger than I am. And I'm just giving you my observations. I could go on and on about situations I've had. I went to a school. My best teachers were black. They didn't take no crap. My teacher had a paddle. And she even come around to my house. Her name was Miss Danzy. Very nice lady. And I had to get integrated to a black school where the same situation happened to me one time. I got beat up in the bathroom, and the principal was a black man, and he just said, y'all need to settle this all out, you know, go have it off the school ground. I mean, back in the day, it was like that. Our coach used to give us punching gloves. Yeah, a black coach. He had punching gloves. You take it out right here. Had the mouthpiece, and you fought right there. Now those days are gone. But I do believe in racism. I think racism is real. Yeah, I believe it's real. But I just see a lot of white hate, man. I see a lot of...
Do you want to know why you see white hate?
Brutal videos.
Do you want to know why?
I don't want to talk about. Huh?
But do you want to know why? You're talking about societal. I'm talking about systemic. The bricks and mortars of the system, which, as you mentioned, you know, a lot of stuff is taught, divide and conquer, which is systemic. I want you to pay attention to the rest of the show. This is building up. I want you to call it the end of the show and then tell me what you think. I got a lot more to throw at you.
Okay. Well, I had to put my...
I hear you. So let me finish my presentation tonight. I want you to call back 10 minutes before the show ends, and then I want to hear more from you.
Okay. All right.
All right. Let's switch over to Reb really quickly.
Are you for real? How many months have we been telling you? You've got to go barbaric on these savages, and no one's going to do it. You know, I've gotten to the point, I hope all your listeners have rounded up and murdered. Really, I'm serious. Drop dead, all you bastards, to leave us out here, and we're witnesses for the United States of America, for you. And you're saying the F word to us in America. Drop dead, okay? I want you all to drop dead and go to hell because you suck. We know this is going on. And you just dictated what happened to me. They were after me. And a ranger company in Fort Bend over Georgia, he got it all. He says, you were arrested the same day as I told you, March 1st, 2020, seen hitting snowballs. And he added something. With a metal baseball bat. I never even heard that part. That never happened. I don't even have a metal. I never had a metal baseball. But that's not the point. It was in the direction of these five little homo, queer, doped up men that they couldn't give me the names of because they were underage and the two welfare mothers. One of them, I'm sure, was the one that tried to run me over 4 days before. Look, drop dead, all you people out there. I'm serious. I'll come on the radio as much as I can. But... you can go to hell. You know, you deserve it. You don't even like the Sixth Amendment of the Constitution. It's for witnesses. That's who we are. You're witnesses. America's witnesses. And when you tell us, Oh, don't listen to him. You're saying the F word to my country. Get the hell out of here. That's what I tell the military. I talk like this worse on the phone to the orderly rooms around America. That's what I do. I call them up and tell them, get the hell out of my country. Take that uniform off. You're a disgrace. I've even reported General Dunford, Chairman, Joint Chiefs, to the Secretary of Defense the one time I talked to him for insubordination. And he's the Chairman, Joint Chiefs. So I want you all to have tragedy after tragedy, and the hell with you, okay? That's what you're saying to us. After I heard what he just talked about and how they're murdering and running away, and you're going to let this continue and talk about it? Let's have a this ain't a dialogue. You get on the stick, you freaks. You call everywhere. They make Bubba Scout Reb do their job. Because I can't be polite anymore when I hear this. Of course they're murdering thieves. But you let it happen, and you deserve the worst. Plus, you don't get that Dane Wigington on to tell you they're dumping all that nanoparticles. They're screwing up the whole planet. And we told the Office Secretary of the Army, stop spraying. Stop that chemical nucleation and that spraying and that ionospheric. All right, that's who's doing it. Same people were at the top of command. We're outside the Justice Department. Use it, you jerks. I never heard RBN ever once mention the Sixth Amendment because they don't give a damn. There's 10 amendments, remember? And the sixth one is probably more important than the second because we're witnesses. They didn't allow that anywhere in the world till America came along. You didn't get witnesses, and now they're taking it away from you, and you deserve it. So go to hell, you and everyone you care about.
Rep,
sick of this.
Rep, I got something for you, and I'm going to play it right now. Thank you for calling. I'm going to play this for you right now. Mike, go ahead.
Just back and follow along. In no particular order, since we mentioned Dreamer first.
No. Tell me about Mike. Pay attention to the chat. Prince, play that. At the very bottom. Prince, with Smiley. Okay. Go ahead.
This, just back and follow along. In no particular order, since we mentioned Dreamer first.
Chemtrails.
Tell me about Dreamer.
And, when I saw the State of the Black Union, Dick Gregory really moved me and a lot of my friends. I show it to everybody that comes over the house, especially white folks, because they need to hear that, you know, so that they know more about all of us. Mm-hmm. Because what he said affects all of us. He said something that really hit home about this phenomena of chemtrails. And, you know, when I was a kid, I used to see these trails in the sky all the time. And so, oh, that's cool. A jet just went over. And then you started to see a whole bunch of them. And the next thing you know, everybody in your neighborhood was fighting and arguing, and you didn't know why. Okay? And you really didn't know why. I mean, everybody was fighting. So he started riffing about the chemtrails. And he started to say things that hit home so hard. And I would recommend that everybody try to get what he said online or wherever and try to get a copy of it and just listen to it. Mm-hmm. Because I was so moved that I had to write the song. The other thing is the first line of the song says I was born on the same plantation in the United States of the red, white, and blue. And we live in a place now that feels just about like a plantation. We're all indentured servants, you know. When I found out there were 8 presidents before George Washington, I wanted to smack somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to know why I was taught otherwise. Just tell me the whole story. I'll fill in the blanks. But don't tell me something that you think I'm supposed to know.
We're indentured servants and we got a black president now?
I don't vote. I have nothing to do with it. I got no dog in that race.
All right.
Yeah. So Prince said, chemtrails started being sprayed on the people, and all of a sudden, everybody started hating and fighting each other. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, Prince was a genius. Prince, the artist formerly known as Prince, he didn't care about anybody's emotions. He didn't care about anybody's feelings, okay? He just said what it was that was on his mind. Did he speak any non-truth right there? No, he didn't. You guys have heard my presentations on chemtrail and mind control. So he knew something. He knew something. Just how real, let's listen to how real Prince was. Okay? Mike, play this real quick. We'll go into to break and we'll come back.
It's safe to say there will never be another artist like Prince, not just because of his musical genius, but also because he served the best shade on a silver platter. We bow down to you, Prince, for having the best reactions ever.
Get off the stage!
Like the time he kicked Kim Kardashian off his stage in 2011.
Welcome to America!
When he didn't care about singing We Are the World, or
sing.
His subtle clapback to singers who lip sync.
So I go on stage and my microphone is on. Mm-hmm.
What?
How about when he let the world know he's not a Belieber?
What do you think of Justin Bieber and Lady Gaga and the new people?
Well, different strokes for different folks. Right. I make music.
Prince also wasn't into artists covering his songs.
Looking real unhappy. Looking real unhappy.
And apparently he also wasn't into tech issues at his shows either.
Randy Phillips, Tim Leiwicki, they run AEG. This is their building. So the buzzes you hear, you can talk to them about it.
But you know what is almost as legendary as Prince's music? His epic side eye.
Thank you, Prince, for honoring me tonight. And thank you so much to the NAACP.
Looking like, what you talking about?
This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide.
Top of the hour break. We'll be right back, guys. Stay tuned.
Being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.